Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So if my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast, of course, is Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. I'm Brother Ray. I'm waiting for a couple of brothers to join us. Who's online with me so far?
Cleo.
Hey, Brother Cleo. How you doing, man? Awesome.
Doing well, man. All Happy right. New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So, yeah, we're waiting for a few other brothers to join us. I'm excited about Brother Cleop is going to take over everything today, and he's going to talk about the Capacity 2022. I'm waiting for a few other brothers to join me, and if not, we're going to go ahead and get started anyway. Before we get started, I do want to let you know that we do have other broadcasts coming up on this Tuesday. This is Kiss Abound in Grace. Minister Vanessa Williams at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Challenge to Change for Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declaring to Finish Work with Reverend Pastor Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is at 7 p.m. and it's first, the second, and the fourth Friday at 7 p.m. Amen. The Bread of Life is the first and third Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's at every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Our monthly broadcast of our as follows, Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones, every first Monday at 7 p.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Madison of the Heart, which is the single broadcast, is every third Friday at 7 p.m. And them singles be, we singles be having a great time. Amen. So that's next Friday. The Bold and the Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. And, of course, today's broadcast is R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Our main host, amen, is Brother Cleophas, myself, Brother Tyrone, Brother Antonio, and Brother Elston Green. Amen. Marriage Takeover is every fourth Sunday. Amen. And the Spiritual Nugget of Truth is a new broadcast every second and fourth Monday at 8 p.m. with Minister Carmen A. Booker. Please check out our website, WhenChristiansSpeak.com. You'll find a little bit more information about the different hosts and the shows and about how we got started and the different platforms that you can listen to us on. Amen. We're probably on about 15 or 20 different platforms. We have a listener base in probably over 100. Not probably, but over 130-something countries. So we're international, amen, and all the glory, of course, goes to God. So what we're going to do real quick, Brother Cleo, if it's okay with you, I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer, and then we'll go from there, all right?
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
So Father God, on the day first to give you thanks, thanking you for your many blessings and the things that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for being alive in 2022. Can't do anything about 2021, God, but there's a new beginning in 2022, God. We thank you, God, for every single man that's part of this ministry. We thank you for those who are listening in, God. God, we thank you, God, now, Lord Jesus, for everything that you will give us in this year, God. We pray, God, against all sickness, all illness, all diseases, anything and everything that comes against the authority and the plans that you have for each and every last one of us, God. We pray for every family, Lord Jesus, that is in this world, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for every mom and every dad, the children, God, cousins. We pray for all those that are going through this COVID, Lord Jesus, virus thing, God. We pray to God for your complete wholeness and complete healing, God. We pray for miracles to be done, God. We know that this thing is serious, God, and it's sending people to the hospital, God. So we pray for complete holistic healing from head to toe, God, and from body, mind, and soul, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you make us a testimony of your goodness and your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for Brother Cleo for today, God. We know that you have given him a word to share with the brothers, God, and for those that are listening in, God. We thank you in advance. The Holy Spirit, come with all your might and you and all your glory. You set the atmosphere. You do what is needed, and we will thank you always. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So again,
I agree.
Amen. Like I just had Brother Tyrone join us. I'm glad to see he's on with us today and everything. And I know a couple of brothers are not well, so we're going to keep them just under prayer also. Amen. But yes. God is faithful. God is faithful. So what we're going to do, Brother Cleo, is go ahead and turn everything over to you. And whatever direction you want to go, we'll go. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I give God all the glory and all the honor for this opportunity that he's given me to share his word. I think the last broadcast we were on, you extended the invitation out to me to have the first day of the year, and Happy New Year to everyone. Thank God we're in the year 2022. I pray that everyone is healthy and whole. Living God's very best, living on top. And so, you know, whenever someone extends me an invitation to speak on the behalf of God and I'm the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I don't take it lightly. So I go into prayer and I seek what God wants me to, what he wants to say to the people. And so as we were coming out of year 2021, which for me, the word that he had given me in 2021, to be intentional, you know, in everything that I did. And as we were coming out of 2021, excuse me, my wife and I were in conversation about something. She was about to get involved in something. And I certainly know how people can be sometimes, you know, the epitome of sin is selfishness. And I told her, I said, you know, make sure that your capacity is. And at the time I said it, I had no idea that it was a prophetic word. It was a word that God was giving me to go into the year 2022. So as we dialogued, she came back to me a week or so later, and she said, explain that to me when you said capacity. And what I heard from God was, make sure our capacity to forgive, and our capacity to love, and our capacity to honor, and our capacity, our faith capacity, our capacity to believe is full. The only people that put restrictions on what we can do, you go to an arena, and the arena has a certain number of seats in it, and when it reaches that number of seats, it's at capacity. You fill a glass, and the glass can only fill so much before it starts to run over. Once it reaches its apex, it's at capacity. You go to some restaurants, and they have a seating capacity. So there's things that a man made that have capacities. And what the Spirit of God showed me was God doesn't put any capacities or limitations on us. Jesus said this. Jesus said, according to your faith, be thou healed. So it's according to what we believe, according to how we believe. So we put restrictions and we put capacities on ourselves, but God doesn't put any capacities on us. The scripture says that he's given us the measure of faith. It didn't say he gave us a measure of faith. It says he's given us the measure of faith. And that level of faith is whatever capacity you can believe at. See, you and I, we can have anything we want. God has given us some promises. We can have anything we want out of life. my ability to believe God and trust God for my healing. The only compassion that's on that is what man puts on it, or what I put on it, or who I'm listening to, or who I'm hearing from relative to the medical profession. There's limitations on it. You know, I can remember I've had some back challenges in my life, and I went to this same doctor for about 25, almost 30 years. And every time I go to him, his solution is surgery. So one day he and I, we're in this exchange, and I've gone to him, I'm having this challenge with my back. And I said, okay, doc, what's the solution? He says, well, I've been telling you, surgery. I said, okay. I said, if I have the surgery, if I go along with the surgery, and I have this surgery, after surgery, I'm 100%, I'm good. He said, oh, no. He said, you could have the surgery, and after surgery, you could be 50-50. So he's put a limitation on it. I'm thinking completely whole. And he's telling me that it's 50-50, and I understand that's what he's been trained and taught. But there's limitations on that. And God didn't put no limitations on what we can have relative to our health, relative to our wealth. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. So we're in this world, and unfortunately, it's who we listen to the most that determines how we think and how we act and how we behave and what we believe. And the scripture says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, if you take a look at that hearing piece in that particular scripture, what it says, I'm setting this up. I haven't even gotten into my lesson, but I'm trying to set this up as best I can. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, here's what that scripture is saying. Faith cometh by understanding, and understanding by the word of God. See, the only thing you and I get to keep in life is that which we understand. If I don't understand it, someone can come and take it away from me. Thus, the power to define is the power to fulfill. If I can't define a thing, I can't fulfill it. I can't fulfill it by definition. So as I'm meditating on this word, I'm meditating on what God has given me, I started to, you know, research the word compassion. What does compassion mean? You know, Webster's Dictionary says this. It says an individual's mental or physical ability. It can be a duty, it can be a position, or it can be a role. When you look in the Strong's Concordance and you look in the Greek version, the Greek word for capacity is gnosi. I think I'm saying that right. It's nous, N-O-U-S. And it's the mind, the understanding, reasoning. The God-given capacity, the God-given capacity of each person to reason, the mental capacity to exercise reflective thinking. For the believer, this Greek word gnosi or nous, capacity is the organ of receiving God's thoughts through faith. So I dug a little deeper. I said, okay, Lord, let me see this in scripture. And then he took me to two places in scripture. It's amazing. If you go to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, Ephesians 1, very familiar passage of scripture. It says this. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So as you're reading this, and I'm no English major or anything like that, but I understand what present tense and past tense is. And if you're reading this, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has is past tense, has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. it's already done. He's already blessed us. He's already given us everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. Everything, all spiritual blessings in Christ, he's already given it to us. What's left out of all? Nothing. If you go over to Second Peter, Second Peter chapter 1, and you start at verse 2, and I'm reading this out of the Amplified version of the Bible. It says this: to those who have received and possessed God's will, a precious faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace, that special sense of spiritual well-being be multiplied to you in the true intimate knowledge of God in Jesus our Lord. The knowledge of God in Jesus our Lord. You got to have an intimate relationship. Verse 3 says this: for his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through faith and true personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory. All right, well, I think I like it a little better in the King James Version. Let me read it out of that. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has, again, there's that past tense word, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us by his own virtue. So our capacity or any limitations are found in carnalness or in the world. Our ability to have the supernatural put onto our natural is based on a relationship, a revelation of who God is, who the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, that revelation of the knowledge of them, his divine power, his divine nature in our life. We have unlimited. So there are promises that come along with God's word. There's promises for healing. There's promises for deliverance. Promises for wealth. Everything that pertains to our life, there's promises for a blessed marriage. There's promises for blessed relationships with our kids and our loved ones. There are promises locked up in the Word of God when we exercise it. So as I'm looking at this, as I'm getting into this and I'm starting to really dive into it, and I still have a long way to go. By no stretch of imagination have I completely exhausted all that I can study on this. And there's three areas specifically I want to talk to the audience this evening about relative to capacity. And those three areas are your capacity to obey, your capacity to believe, faith, and your capacity to love, agape. Again, that's obedience, faith, and love. And these, I believe, are key areas in the principles of God, because you have to be obedient to the word of God. The scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. All the promises of God are yes and amen. Well, how do I activate the promises of God in my life? How do I connect to the promises of God in my life? Through my willingness to be obedient to his word. I believe it's in Proverbs chapter 3. It talks about in the beginning of chapter 3. Obviously, everybody knows 3 and 5. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. But in the beginning, it talks about not letting this the word of the book of the law, the word of God, bind it about your neck, bind, you know, put it on the tablet of your heart. And it talks about there that attached to that is long life. So there's capacity to be obedient. Turn with me, if you will, if you have your Bibles or your tablets or your phones, or whatever source you're using. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 4 of Genesis chapter 12. And this is on obedience. Obedience is the key. Obedience is the covenant connector. Obedience is what connects us to all the promises of God. Okay? Obedience. And in chapter 12, verse 1 through 4, it reads as such. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of that country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Verse 4, so Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So watch this. You get up in age, and you start to think that life has passed you. You're looking at life as, you know, the first 25, 30, 40 years of your life, you're coming up the hill. Now you're on that other side, the backside, where you're coming down on the backside, planning your golden years. And here's Abram, he's 75 years old, and God puts a word on him and says, hey, get out of your father's house. Go into a land that I'm going to show you. He don't even know where he's going. And here he is, he takes off with his family, with his cousin, with his family member Lot. That's why he got in a lot of trouble. So he takes off with them, but he's being obedient to the word of God. He's 75 years old and he's still living at home. He told him to get out of his land, away from his kindred, get out of his father's house. He's 75 years old, still living at home. And at 75, God says, get out of here. At 75, he obeys God. Watch this. Turn with me, if you will, in Genesis. We're still in the book of Genesis. Turn with me to chapter 22 of Genesis. Chapter 22 of Genesis. So watch this. Now, he's been through some things, and he's had some, he's seen some things, Lord, and he's had some victories along the way. And here's God coming to him, and God has given him and Sarah a son. Past their prime, past their childbearing years, here's a son. Now all of a sudden God is saying, I want you to sacrifice your son. Watch this. Verse 1. Now after these things, God tested the faith and commitment of Abraham and said to him, now his name has changed from Abram. He was Abram in chapter 12. God has changed his name to Abraham by chapter 22. And said to him, Abraham. And he answered, here I am. God said, take now your son, your only son, of promise. Watch this, of promise. Whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you. So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he split the wood for the burnt offering. And then they got up and went to the place which God had told him to go. On the third day, travel. Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Abraham said to his servants, settle down, stay here with the donkey and the young man, and I will go over there and worship God, and we will come back to you. And see, a lot of people miss that. Abraham said, and we will come back to you. What was Abraham doing? Abraham, I heard this asked once, if God asks you for everything that you have, would you be willing to give it to him? If God asked you for everything that you have, would you be willing to give it to him? And then I heard this. God is a giving God. He's a giver. He loves to give us, to give to us. And if God asked me for everything that I have, can you imagine the harvest that's going to be on that obedience? Good God. So Abraham was obedient. We know the story of Abraham. He became the father of all nations, Father Abraham. And that takes me to the second part, so obedience. And in this obedience, if I'm going to be obedient, I got to believe in something. I got to have faith in something. You know, if someone's going to, if I'm on a job and they ask me to do a task a certain way, then obviously I believe that if I do it this way, then I'm going to get the results that the employer wants, that I want. If I'm going to do something a certain way, I have to believe in it, that the thing that I'm doing and the way that I'm doing it is going to produce the results that I want. And that's this faith. That's this belief. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of John, chapter 20. John, chapter 20. John chapter 20, and get your eyes on verse 24. We talked about the capacity to obey, being obedient to the call of God. I'll you don't have to turn there, but I'll throw this scripture at you. It's in Job chapter 36 and verse 11. It says, if they will obey and serve, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they will obey and serve, make it personal. If I obey and serve according to the word of God, then I will spend my days in prosperity and my years in pleasure. See, you got to make this word personal. You can't just read this and just let it be somebody else's story. You got to make it your story. You got to make it personal to you. Amen. So look at verse 24, and I'm going to read from verse 24 down to verse 29, and I hope y'all are okay here. All right, verse 24 says this, but Thomas, one of the 12 disciples who was called Didymus, the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So Jesus has been resurrected. He's come back. He's already seen some of the disciples, Mary, and so forth. So it says, he made an appearance after his resurrection. So the other disciples kept telling him, we have seen the Lord, verse 25. So the other disciples kept telling him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the marks of the nails and put my finger in the nail prints and put my hand into his side, I will never believe. Wait a minute. I will never believe. 8 days later, verse 26, his disciples were again inside the house, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the doors, though the doors had been barred, and stood among them and said, peace to you. Man, he came in the room, and he didn't even come through the door. The doors was barred and locked up. He came in the room. Peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach here with your finger and see my hands, and put your hand and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be unbelieving, but stop doubting and believe. Thomas answered, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, because you have seen me, do you now believe? watch this, blessed, happy, spiritually secure, and favored by God are they who did not see me and yet believe in me. Ooh, that's a mouthful right there. Thomas took on the worldly view where it says, when I see it, I'll believe it. Here's what faith says. Faith says, I believe it first, then I see it. I believe to see. The world says, when I see it, I'll believe it. Faith says, I believe to see. Now, once I believe, now I start to act on what I believe. The definition of faith, according to the Bible in Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What am I hoping for? What am I believing God for? What am I trusting God for? I put my petitions before him. Am I patiently waiting for the manifestation of what he's promised me? Or am I sitting around saying, how long, God? How long are you going to make me wait? How long am I going to suffer? How long am I going to be in this neighborhood? How long, Lord? And the scripture says that when I say it, I believe that I receive. The moment I say it, I believe that I receive. So he said this. He said, blessed are they who did not see me and yet believe me. And when you look at that word blessed right there, that's you and I, because we haven't seen Jesus, but we believe that he is. We haven't seen God. No man has seen God, but we believe that he is who he says he is. And watch this. This word blessed means, in this verse right here, it means empowered to prosper. Let me take a little further. Let me show you how I got that. The word blessed is from the Hebrew root word blessed, or barak. Not Barack Obama, which means to invoke divine favor, to empower, to prosper, to make successful. It means an empowerment of success. Woo-wee! You mean to tell me when I believe, when I have faith in what God said, when I believe the report of the Lord, I can have an empowerment of success. I can have an empowerment of healing. I can have an empowerment of deliverance. I can have an empowerment of the supernatural on my life, the favor of God on my life that surrounds me like a shield everywhere I go and everything I do. Undeniable, unexplainable. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. Doesn't matter what size my bank account is. Don't matter what's going on around me, the conditions or all things that's going on around me, I believe and trust God and the promises of God can manifest on my life. It's not a question of when it's going to happen. That ain't the question. The question is, it's going to happen. The answer is that it's going to happen. That's the capacity that... So our capacity to believe, our capacity to have faith and trust in God has to be off the charts. Remember I said the only people that put restrictions or put capacities on us is this world system, man's system. God's system doesn't put any capacities or restrictions on what we can or cannot have. Doesn't put any restrictions on what we can have. In Malachi, talks about giving what a man robbed God. He says, try me, test me. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's one of the only places in the scripture where God says, test me, try me out. And see, won't I open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, empowerment to prosper, to be successful, empowerment to be successful. See, won't I pour you out a blessing that you won't even have room enough to receive. That you won't even have room enough to receive. That's this power of believing, this power of faith. It goes on in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and again, you don't have to go there, But it goes on to say this about faith. It says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Why? Because one first must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Your belief system has to be and your faith has to be that no matter what my situation or what my circumstance is, I know that my God can bring me through. That's what them three Hebrew boys said to Nebuchadnezzar. That's what they said to the king. King, we're not careful to bow down to your to what you're asking us to do and bow down to the music every time we hear this music. We're not careful to do that. And by all means, you do what you have to do. If you're gonna throw us in, and I'm paraphrasing here, but if you're gonna throw us in this fiery furnace, then you do what you got to do. But our God will deliver us. He's well able to deliver us. When he told Daniel, he found out Daniel was praying when he told him not to. And he took him over there and threw him into the lion's den. And them lion's mouth was shut up because they believed God. They took God at his word. They trusted God that no matter what, come hell, high water, low water, no water at all, hogs, dogs, or frogs, I'm going with God. And this world system, this fleshly stuff, it looks nice and it's appealing, you know, and it sounds good and it smells good and it's good to the touch and it's good to the taste, but it's not sustainable. I'm going after this eternal life. I'm going after this life, the good life, the Zoe kind of life that God has to offer. And in this third capacity I want to talk to you about is the capacity to love. There's a lot of different, you know, as I've been meditating on this, and there's so many different places that you can go. Yeah, forgiveness. You know, that's a big, you know, but this love. Turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. And I do want to leave some space at the end if any of the brothers want to expound on anything that I've said, or if there's any questions that anyone has that we can answer, more than happy to do so. But turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 13, capacity to love, agape, and look at verse number 34 and 35. And I'm reading it out of the New King James Version. And here, it starts off with a new commandment I give unto you. Now, you got to understand that in the one of the commands that had been given to us before, prior, I believe, over in verse 12, it says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So over in 13, you get to verse number 34, and it says a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, who's talking here? This is Jesus talking. This is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, talking. And he says, a new commandment. I know we told you to love your neighbor as you love yourself, but I'm giving you a new commandment. I'm modifying this, and I'm giving you a new one, that you love one another as I, Jesus, have loved you, that you also love one another. So how important is this? Jesus is saying, okay, don't love the way you want to love. Don't love the way I want to love, that Cleophas wants to love. Love them the way I love them. This agape, this love that wants the best for someone else, want to see them on top. This servant kind of love that will serve others unselfishly. This love that wants to exalt others and honor others and lift up others. See, what happens is a lot of times in this world system, we get competitive and we get to a place where we start to think that if I'm helping someone else to shine, then that's going to put my light out. No, not in the kingdom of God system. See, if I put my hand, if I elevate somebody else, if I'm getting someone else's shine on, then by all means, God's going to make sure I shine. Sidebar real quick. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 8 says this. It says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. The principles work for everybody, everywhere, anytime. This is a principle of God's. This is a principle. To be a child of God, you must accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. You must accept God's Son, his only begotten Son, his gift that he's given unto us as your Lord and Savior. Amen? And then verse 35, watch this. Now here's a little bit of the promise here. By this, by what? By me loving the way Jesus loves, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you love one to another. So what now this kind of love now shines back on me so that men can see that there's something different about me. There's something different about you. There's something different about you. You don't act the way all them other cats act. You don't act the way all them other ladies act. There's something different about you. Now you become attractive to the Gentile. Now you become attractive. Now they want to inquire. Now they're measuring you out. They're checking you out. They want to see what's on your life. Three ways. I want to give you three ways to increase your godly capacity. Three practical ways that you can increase your godly capacity. Number one, make Jesus Lord. A lot of us have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. We've gotten fire insurance, if you will. We've signed up for the fire insurance. We ain't going to hell. We've accepted him. But we haven't made him Lord. See, to make him Lord, that means that you're submitting your will unto his will. You're submitting your life unto his life. That now the manifestation of predestined things that God has already predestined for your life can manifest. The places that you're supposed to go, the people that you're supposed to see, the people that you're supposed to be a blessing to, the people that are supposed to be a blessing to you. When you make him Lord, when you submit your will to his will, you've made him Lord. Second, you got to deny yourself. You got to deny yourself. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23 tells us this. And it says, in 23, it says, let me get over there. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You can't take up that cross today and follow after him, and then tomorrow I'm going to lay my cross down, and I'm going to go cuss you out. I'm going to go take back some stuff that I want to get from you. I'm going to go steal. No, you got to take this cross up daily. You got to deny yourself. You got to walk by faith. You got to trust God. Amen? And thirdly, so you'll make Jesus Lord. You're going to deny yourself. And lastly, you want to be led of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the great Paracletos, the one called alongside to help, helper, comforter, advocate, so forth and so on. when Jesus left the earth realm, he said, I'm going to pray the Father that he'll send you the comforter, the helper, one that'll be with you every day in my place. And he's going to lead and guide you in all truth, and he's going to show you and tell you things to come. We should always be speaking and engaged with him, Holy Spirit, for direction in our lives, for guidance in our lives. You know, nothing that happens in our lives is a surprise to Holy Spirit. Nothing that happens in our lives is a surprise to God. But God isn't caught off guard. Holy Spirit isn't caught off guard. So it would behoove us all to make sure that we're going to God for everything. That's what he says in Matthew 6:33. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? God's way of doing what he does. Seek first. Seek first. Then there must be, if there's a first thing that he wants us to do, there must be another way that we can do it that wouldn't be first. God has said, put me first in everything. If you're going to go buy a house, talk to me. If you're going, if you're seeking to get married and you want a husband or you want a wife, talk to me. I've got it all planned out. I know what's best for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts and plans that I have towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end, to bring you to an expected end. God loves us so very much and wants the very best for each one of us. And the scripture says if we're led by the Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I thank you, Brother Ray. I thank you, real men, Brother Elston, Brother Antonio, Brother Tyrone. I thank you for this opportunity. My prayer is that I've shared a word on this evening, a word that came from God, not from Cleophas. This word didn't come from the open, it came from God. I pray that this word has touched somebody, has impacted somebody, that somebody that's on this line that may not know Jesus as Lord and Savior of them would want to be accepted to this body. Amen. Brother Ray, I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Amen. Amen. Good word. Amen.
Amen. Amen to the word. Man, that was powerful.
Amen. Yeah, that was an
praise
awesome
God.
Word, man. I was taking, can you guys hear me? I was taking some notes, man, and I like what you said about the three, love, faith, and obey, the capacity of obey, love,
yes,
and faith. Man. And that was on time. I do realize there was probably a few others and stuff that you didn't get a chance to bring out and stuff like that. But maybe we'll talk about that another time, something like that, man. But that was awesome. And all of those are tied. For me, it's a really important word for this year, you know, and our relationship with God and our relationship with Christ. And the way to increase that, you said, it's increasing by making Jesus Lord, okay? And then you said, deny yourself and being led by the Holy Spirit, man. That's some awesome teaching, man. I just feel like you got more. I don't know what the brothers feel. I feel like you got more. Go ahead.
I'm never out of words, sir. I'm just out of time, and I want to give the brothers an opportunity to share if they have something to share. And if someone on the line had a question, you know, we could answer that. But those were the three foundational things that the Spirit of God gave me to talk about. And you're right. Yeah. There's a lot of other areas that you can go into with this capacity, biblical capacity, not worldly capacity. So.
Right. That's it. So, Brother Tyrone,
I really appreciate that teaching. I think, I don't know if you was recording this section of our coming together, but that should have been recorded. It could have been used again and again. But one particular passage that he was talking about in there, which I really appreciate him talking about, is all of us have accepted Jesus as our Savior, but a whole lot of us have not yet accepted Him as Lord, and that's very powerful to know and understand that He's not only our Savior, but He is our Lord. And I think that's something we can talk about later on and bring to clarity of just what it's being said. Cuz, I think it was a really beautiful job you did, man. And I know if you got more, I give up my space and time for you to continue anytime you so desire. You know, I want to grow up to be a preacher like that, man, teach like that. So, you know, you pray for me that I get to that point. But keep on doing what you're doing, man.
But to God be the glory. Without Him, there is no me. And without His word that He shared in my heart, man, do this. I'm not smart enough. I'm not smart enough to discern the word of God like this. So, you know, I employ my time studying His word and getting understanding. I think a lot of times we go off of stuff that we hear and we don't investigate. Proverbs chapter 4, even 7. Says, wisdom is the principle, therefore get wisdom. But watch this, with all you're getting,
get an understanding. That's right.
Yeah. The only thing you and I get to keep in life is that which we understand. If we don't understand it, somebody can take it away from us.
That's right.
Brother.
Hey, we're praying for you, Brother Elston. We believe in God for your total and complete healing, man. You know, I know we are.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, man. I appreciate
yes, sir.
That.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Brother Elston. I'm sorry, Ty, for a minute, okay?
You want me to say something else?
If you want to, it's up to you. I know you think what's going on, so it's up to you.
No, I better not, because I'll be coughing through the whole
okay, time. Okay, no problem. All right, no problem. Okay, so like I said, man, that was an awesome word. While you were talking, man, and I got some things I got to that I'm thinking about while you were talking, so I had some things coming to my mind. I got to ask God about it first, and then I'm going to talk to you guys a little private message later about how you feel about it, okay, and everything like that. But that was an awesome word, and you brothers and men, this is one of the things that I asked you. It has to be a consistency that Brother Cleophas, you can do next month, man. If the Lord leads, so leads. If it's okay with you. And everything like that to continue this or whatever else to God do. How you brothers feel about that?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Fine. I mean, by all means, if the Lord is giving them a word, and I think even after that, it'd be something for the rest of the brothers to continue with.
Right.
The same topic or the same subject, you know. And let's keep rolling with it. But as far as him coming in again next month, that'd be great, man. I think it would be if he's able to. If not, you know, I'm telling you, I, listening to him tonight, I picked up a lot that I could study on and learn even more. You know, in scripture, he had an ear and let him hear what the Spirit said. And certainly, the Spirit was speaking to my heart as he was ministering to us tonight. So, you know, by all means, if he want to continue with it, if he can continue with it, go on, and I'll just keep listening to the Spirit as he speak, and, you know,
amen.
Go from there.
So, Brother Cleve, just let me know, man, if that possible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. How you
feel?
Yeah,
and please, you know, brothers, please don't, because I don't immediately answer and accept please don't take that any kind of way outside of that I want to be obedient to God first and foremost.
Right.
I know I have a word, but I want to petition him to make sure that what I'm doing is in accordance with his will and not my will.
Amen.
Prayerfully, we can understand that. But yes, I would love to continue along this because that you know, it's kind of like as you're studying and as you're looking at something, especially when it's God inspired, man. There's so many different roads that you can go down when you start to look at this capacity relative to biblical understanding, biblical wisdom. And there's, you know, I could have talked about David. You know, I could have talked about, you know, Samuel. He went to God sent him to Jesse's house to find the next king. And everybody thought Saul was going to be the king. See, Saul wasn't obedient. God told Saul to wipe out a whole group of people, and Saul didn't do it. Saul wasn't obedient. And then Saul had jealousy in his heart. And so God wasn't going to continue to go down that path with Saul. So he already, you see, nothing catches God off guard. Nothing. He put Adam in the Garden of Eden, and he already knew Adam didn't have the capacity to complete this thing. He already knew, and he already had a plan. And his plan was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, he knew he couldn't make it. So when you start to look at this capacity and the meaning of the word, and look at it from a biblical standpoint, you know, where am I falling short? Do I really have the capacity to forgive others? Do I really have that capacity? Or is it as it pleases me according to the world system? Do I really have the capacity to love others? Do I have the capacity to turn the other cheek? Can I start over with you? You know, we messed up. You know, you did something to me and it was bad, but can we start over? Do I have that capacity? Or do I have to, as the world says, love you from a distance? Why can't I just go on with you and trust God to protect me and not man? Why do I have to rely on myself? God didn't tell me to rely on me. He told me to rely on him. So there's a lot of areas that when you really start to, and I'm so grateful to God that I'm able to hear from him. And then I don't try to put my hands to this and try to decide what it is I'm going to say. I seek him and I seek Holy Spirit. Okay, where are you taking me with this, God? What do you want? And this isn't for the hearers as much as it's for me. You know, so as the old preachers used to say, man, I preach myself happy. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. God is so awesome.
Amen.
He's always speaking. He's always revealing himself. And all we got to do is just slow down and take a have an ear to hear. Have a heart to receive it, and then be willing to make the sacrifice. If there's a sacrifice to be made, just obey God. I'm done.
Amen. Again, man, I know that these brothers appreciate it. Those that are listening, I thank you for joining. Something they don't recognize, but I do thank you for joining us. And I pray that we'll continue to bless you. On the broadcast. Continue to bless this broadcast. So we can go ahead and get out of here and everything. But thank you, Brother Cleophas, man. That was an awesome word. That was an awesome word. Amen. And I'm going to give you the last thing. You can go ahead and close us out. And we want to definitely make sure we keep Brother Elston and a few other people that are going through some things in prayer. And Brother Elston, I want to let you know, man, I love you, man, and stuff. And I got you, okay? I got the midnight watches. I got you. Amen. So, Brother Keel,
thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ditto for me, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I haven't personally met you face to face. I look for the day that we can all meet face to face.
Amen.
Through this broadcast, through my understanding of your faith, love for God, and love for people, I can't help but love you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I'll close us out in prayer. And we'll get out here.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, eternal God, we give thanks to you. Thank you, Father, for the word, for your word that went forth from the seed. Someone has heard a word, heard a message, and got revelation from the Father that would impact them, that would transform their lives on another level, Father, in you, another level of knowing you, another level of understanding you and your divine nature, your love for us, how much you love us, the fact that you gave your only begotten Son, that anyone that believes in him would have eternal life. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you for each and every man that is assembled on this call, the co-host, Brother Tyrone Rose, Ray Rose, Brother Elson Harrell, Brother Melville Mitten. We thank you for all of them. We thank you for the listeners. Lord, I thank you that the word that has gone forth on this evening, Father, your word that has gone forth on this evening has been sown on the good ground, that it will manifest in the lives of your people, that would invoke them to think, Father, to ask questions, seek you for wisdom and guidance in their lives, Father. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for Brother Elson on this evening, Father. We thank you right now that the finished works of Jesus Christ are present in his life, just as your word says, Father, for he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. We're not going to be healed. We're not waiting to be healed. We're already healed. We're only waiting for the faithful manifestation of your word, Father. And Father, I thank you that your word has gone forth, and it shall not return unto you, Lord, but it shall accomplish that which you have sown. And this, in all blessings, we count it all joy due to you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good word, good word. Thank you, brothers, again for listening. I'm trying my best. Trying my best not to talk about football because I know Brother Elson is not well. So.
I knew you couldn't do it. Hey, congratulations, man! Congratulations on your team.
Congratulations on the Dallas winning. And Ray, you didn't play, so I ain't concerned. You wasn't out there playing, so you didn't win.
All right. I ain't gonna even say nothing.
No,
we do have the capacity to get along.
All I'm gonna say is 51-26. I ain't gonna even say nothing.
All right. Yeah, that's right. You're right. 51-26. I ain't mad at y'all, man. But y'all be watching the Super Bowl with us, so don't get too happy. Y'all be watching the Super Bowl with us.
The only thing I have is that when we play the Redskins, they always say, y'all ain't going nowhere. That's the first thing out of their mouth, you know? I don't understand that.
Because it's the truth. The truth will set you free. Come on, bro.
Washington Skins, they ain't going nowhere, and Dallas is already there.
It's the Washington.
Yeah, whatever they call.
Y'all go ahead.
Hey, stop. Next month we're gonna have
Pride
a name.
Pride falls before what? Okay. All right, you go ahead. Walk in pride. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy.
All I said, hey, they played a game yesterday. They beat them boys so bad. Look like Redskins, the Washington, whatever. They should be running as far as they can away from Dallas. Don't even want to see Dallas. They all know.
But, or somebody who's like never been to Dallas. Okay. All right.
Hey, well, all I can say is this, man. Every dog has his day.
Yep. Hey, it rains on the just and the unjust.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now you're talking.
See, Ray, you started, Ray. Ray knew exactly what he was doing. He thought I wasn't going to say nothing. He thought I wasn't going to say nothing. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've seen and we heard, and we see and we know that Dallas is on top. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They're on top.
Right.
We'll see you in the end.
The Bible says no eyes have seen, no ears have heard. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait. I thought it said eyes have seen.
No, your eyes have not seen, nor your eyes have not heard.
Man, you got something, man.
Yeah, hey, Ray, the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the scrub. But Dallas, they definitely going to endure.
Okay, all right. The gospel according to Rose. Okay, I got you. All right. You know what the word said about when you try to alter the word of God? So watch out. You may put a curse on Dallas.
They're going to be cursed with a curse.
With a curse. They already cursed. That's all right.
Well, y'all got me crying over here, man.
They say with Dallas, you know how it is. The best is yet to come.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I know. I know that's what they say. And they
hold
still
on.
Wait for that best to come. They're going to wait for a long time.
All I know is that, hey, Brother Alton. Their live show won't be greater than their form.
I know that's right. Ray started it. He got quiet. He let you carry it on by himself.
Yep.
That's a true Dallas fan for you. True Dallas fan.
Now, because Ray know and I know,
Ray
knows. Like
Ray don't know nothing. That's why he was quiet, because Ray don't know. He was quiet.
A promise is a promise, and Dallas is a promise that's going to win the NFL Super Bowl.
Wow. That's deep.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
You mark it down, bro.
Right.
You mark it down.
Okay. All right. You think we're going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Yes. Oh, come on, man. Next year. And we ain't got there yet, but this year.
They're going to win this year.
You watch and see what happens.
All right, I don't know. So is that a word from the Lord?
I ain't going to do that.
I hear you. What'd you say? Is that a word?
I ain't going to tell you that's a word from the Lord.
Well,
That's a word from the Lord.
I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to hear this. I want to hear what the Lord said. What's the Lord saying?
The Lord said it like this. If thou canst believe.
Right. That's right. Well, boy, y'all better. I hope y'all fans got a lot of faith.
Don't let next month roll around Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Right.
Is that unbelief I'm having a problem with?
I hope I definitely get to talk to you guys more when they win. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Y'all guys just said this brother got some serious faith. He believed that far back that Dallas was gonna win this Super Bowl. He must know something. Lord, help my unbelief. Y'all can be saying, Lord,
that's
help
gonna,
my
that's
unbelief.
That's going to take some faith right there. That's going to take some faith. If you believe that and it's come to pass, then I'll quit my church and join yours.
Hey, listen, all the faith I need is but the size of a grain of a mustard seed. And that's all I need to believe that Dallas is going to take
Dallas,
this NFL.
With Dallas, you need more than some mustard seed, faith.
We do a new membership next month, too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
We're not gonna drop you there. We're gonna bring you on in as an elder, as a pastor, you know, associate pastor. Come on in. We ain't even gonna change your colors. You can keep your colors, but you're gonna have to wear some blue and gray every now and then. Come on, go on the fam. We're gonna give you the right hand fellowship, and we're gonna say welcome to the family.
You hear him? You hear him, Cleo?
I hear him, man.
Okay.
I hear him, man.
I hope Ray, are you recording this? Ray, you recording this? Don't say when the time comes. I lost the recording. Record this.
I want you to know, brother, man. You haven't said much this evening. You came on feeling a little under the weather. But I'm going to tell you what the word says. The word says that laughter does the body good like medicine. And I heard a whole lot of laughter and not much talk.
That's right. Especially when we laughed at Dallas Cowboys. That would definitely bring you out.
I know, man.
For bringing us laughter so we can laugh at those boys.
I got a couple of Washington fans. There's a couple of Washington fans out there, boy. I couldn't get no phone call. I can't get nothing from them when they lost. I just can't hear from them. But we Dallas fans, we stand strong. Win or lose, we stand strong. And by
all right,
faith,
guys, I'm tired of laughing now. I'm ready to turn in for the evening. Thank you.
You go ahead and turn in for the evening. You know what? We're going to keep you in our prayers, and we're going to believe God to bless you and strengthen you. So when you see the game, you'll be full of energy and you understand. You'll understand it better by and by. The Dallas Cowboys All right, brothers. God bless you. God bless you. A promise is a promise.
Hold on to that.
I'm giving both of you.
We're going to be like, do we have a false prophet amongst us?
I know, right? I know.
I got one more thing that we got to go. I got to go, okay? One last thing.
Oh, now you got to go after you say something about Dallas. Then you have to go. Okay, go ahead.
Now, either one of you willing to wear cowboy gear if the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl? Not win, but if they go.
You buy for me, I wear it.
Okay. Mr. Cleo.
I ain't gonna mess with God's money like that. I'm a good steward of God's money. I'm not gonna buy God's paraphernalia.
I'm gonna go with Brother Elson on this one. If that's what you want and you know, you wanna say, hey, if we make it to the Super Bowl, you guys are with cowboy gear, then somebody else gonna have to furnish it. I can't go spend no money on a cowboy.
I
can't bring myself to it.
Man, that's messed up, man. But okay. All right. But I'm just curious. That's a question. That's all.
I'm sure I got a friend somewhere that'll loan me something to wear.
Let them buy it for you.
Just send it to Salvation Army.
Your friend's wearing it.
And just take a picture of it. and send me the – I don't want to see you with it on. Now, you don't have to – nobody has to buy you anything. You can get a loan. Go to the store.
No,
on,
make
know.
Them buy it, Cleophas. Make them buy it.
All right. You're funny, man. Both of y'all funny. But, hey, man, I'm out of here. I think we lost Tyrone already.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
I love you, brothers, man.
He going to lay before the Lord because he's nervous now. He got to make sure what he said comes back.
What do you think? He'll go begging?
He's going to go lay, yeah. Lord, if it be thy will.
Don't let me find out that he's fasting between now and Super Bowl.
Man, looking like a skeleton because he ain't been eating.
All right,
brother. Hey, listen. Have a blessed month, blessed week.
All right.
Take care, man. All right, we blessed.